This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Military officials in Mali arrested the country's president and prime minister Monday, just months into their tenure, according to multiple news reports. They were seized along with the defense minister and taken to a military base outside the capital, Bamako, according to Reuters and the French news agency. The U.S. embassy in Mali warned U.S. citizens to avoid unnecessary travel in Bamako because the embassy received reports of increased military activity in the city. The news closely follows a reshuffle of the country's government in which two members of the military junta that seized power in an August coup were replaced. The military overthrew former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta last August, and Mali had been mired in months of protests led by the main opposition party in 2020 over an economic crisis, corruption, and Keïta's failure to quell an eight-year-old Islamic insurgency that gained a foothold in central Mali. Anger also brewed over the results of 31 disputed legislative races held last year. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's effort to build on the Gaza truce. He'll hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and in Jerusalem, and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about our ironclad commitment to Israel's security and will continue the administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for the Palestinians. VOA News. The United States and European governments have accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and the European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Protasevich, a 26-year-old blogger who has been living in exile in Poland. His Ryanair flight, originating in Athens, Greece, was diverted in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its destination, which was Vilnius, Lithuania. Before being led away by police, Protasevich reportedly told a fellow passenger that he fears he will face the death penalty in Belarus. And Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live were used by anti-government protesters late last year. On Monday, Ryanair called the incident an act of aviation piracy and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by the European Union safety and security agencies and by NATO. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has described the Belarus government's role as shocking and said the United States is demanding an international probe of the incident. Ethiopia has accused the United States of meddling in its internal affairs after the U.S. imposed visa restrictions on Ethiopian officials that the U.S. blames for fueling the ongoing conflict in the Tigray region. Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a statement issued Monday, said if such interference continues, Ethiopia may be forced to reassess its relations with the United States. The U.S. announced visa restrictions Sunday on several Ethiopian and Eritrean officials, it says, have taken no meaningful steps to end hostilities in the Tigray region. National Guard troops are leaving Washington on Monday after protecting the U.S. Capitol for nearly 5 months following the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters at the Pentagon that about 1,000 troops will depart in the next few days. And police in London say Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson is in critical condition after being shot in the head in South London in the early hours of Sunday. Metropolitan Police said officers were called to the scene in the Peckham area of South London around 3 a.m. Gunshots had been reported. They found a woman later identified as Johnson with gunshot wounds to the head. A close friend of Johnson's told the BBC that Johnson was at a gathering in the neighborhood when shots were fired from a passing car. She was not believed to be the intended target. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.